Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. A pleasant evening to you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you and your families all throughout the land. I pray that God is moving in your life. And you know what? Most importantly, I pray that you are allowing him to move into your life. In the name of Jesus. I want to say good evening. God bless you. Pastor Jackson, welcome back to the show, sir. Glad to have you. Good evening. Can you open up with prayer, please?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How you doing, sir?
God bless you, sir. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
You better preach it, then. You better preach it. You know, we just thank God for another opportunity, first, to grace his presence, to come into his presence, to grace his throne. The word of God lets us know that we are to humble ourselves and pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. So we're going to take a few steps to go before the Lord, humbling ourselves right now, in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name, O loving Savior. Yes. Lord, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And we ask you for forgiveness for anything we said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or to your hearing, Lord God. Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity, as I said earlier, to come before your presence, just to say we love you. Thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in our life, and the life that you've attached to us and attached us to. We thank you for a mighty move of God on this radio podcast this evening, Lord God, that we say some things that will break chains, that we say some things that will give people hope, that we say some things that people say, what must I do to be saved? And after they say that they turn to you, that they turn away from their wicked ways and turn towards you, their first love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And what this world needs today is more whosoever. For the word lets us know, whosoever believe in him should not perish. Whosoever, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let us come before your presence, Lord God, with boldness, with confidence, with authority, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, under the anointed authority of the Holy Spirit. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let her come. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and we stand so right now because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord God, for choosing us. We thank you, Lord God, for calling us. We thank you, Lord God, for sending us. We thank you, Lord God, for equipping us. We thank you, Lord God, for predestining us. We thank you, Lord God, for glorifying and justifying us by the blood of the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb of yours, Lord God, your Son, your living word. For your word says, if we abide in your word, or we abide in you, and your word abide in us, anything we ask, you shall give it unto us. So we come asking that we, as your chosen men, say something that would encourage your people today in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the darkness, Lord God, that they keep their minds stayed on the light of Jesus. I remember back in the day they used to say, don't walk towards the light. But I'm saying right now, tonight, run towards the light. The light that heals, the light that provides, the light that that shines so brightly upon our life that is not to be put under a bed. Oh, God, help us to run towards the light, to look towards the light, to look to the hill from which comes our help. But we know all our help comes from the Lord, because every good and perfect gift come from you, Lord, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Provider, our Shepherd, our Righteousness, our Peace that surpasses all understanding. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, not to look to the left or to the right, but to the hills from which comes our help, that we will one day hear your Son, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, say, well done, and enter into the glory of the Lord. We love you, we praise you, and in Jesus' name, as Pastor Ross say, it's time to break chains. Thank you, Lord, for choosing and sending us. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. You ready to break chains, sir?
Yes, break chains.
You know
suit
what
up.
Time it is, everybody. Everybody, it's time to suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. It's time to kick off the special assignment. Let's get it, y'all. We call the work of the Lord. Check it out.
Say it up. Let my people go.
Yeah.
Call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called, call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called, call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called, call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called.
Great main man, I'm commanded to lead. Taking the dip for success, everything my pastor preach. I regurgitate cause I straight place and I spit it back out for y'all. I hesitated at first, then I realized I was called to lead the people, believe in Jesus, walk by faith, not by sight. I ain't JJ all good time, but my God is dynamite. They blew me up quick, like a rock star overnight. I've been rapping for years, now I use that gift for Christ. I ain't no Israelite, I'm a Gentile but still a king's child that finally got it right. Confident in this one thing, he begun a good work of
finishing, man.
Simple and plain and simple, even though I got tattoos on the temple. I'm called to lead my generation, dedication to the youth. Believe it or not, they're saying we the future, so I tell them truth when I'm in the booth. I'm talking Moses, I'm talking Aaron, I'm talking Joshua, you know I'm talking Caleb. I'm talking Gideon, mighty man of valor, only 300 men in battle, but with God, dog, it don't matter. I'm talking Moses, I'm talking Aaron,
okay.
I'm talking Joshua, you know I'm talking Caleb.
Call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm called, call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm called,
call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm called,
call to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm called.
I'm some
like
Peter.
I'm a born leader. And like the joy of the Lord, it ain't nothing sweeter. And you know what they say, money the root of all evil.
Yeah.
See, it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than a camel through the eye of a needle.
Yeah.
That mean it gets deeper, we need more leaders. Cause nowadays it's real crazy, people are misleading. The devil try to trick you if you let them, he'll deceive you. Well, you can't take it when you're going, you can't spend it either. If you've been blessed, then be a blessing and bless other people.
Yeah.
If you still waiting on your chance, I know you're real evil.
Yeah.
But patience is a virtue, your faith you gotta keep it.
Yeah.
I hope my music touches, cause I'm just trying to reach you.
Yeah.
And since we on the subject, I might as well teach you.
Okay.
I ain't a pastor or a deacon, but I'm some like a preacher.
Oh.
I'm speaking to the public like I'm a public speaker. It's real to real and sick, and Samuel, I can't get the sequel. Got faith, I'ma shine, everything will be fine. If it come in due time, I'ma sit be around, I'ma stay on my grind. Nigga, I'm all get in line, boy, I'm just thanking Jesus. I'ma go get mine, keep that on my mind. If I'm lying, I'm flying. I'm one of a kind, it's hard to find a kind like mine, that's why I'm a firm believer.
Call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm called,
call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out.
out of Egypt. Took to the promised land. I'm called to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt. Took to the promised land. I'm called to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt. Took to the promised land. I'm called.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. All right. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Monday evening, I pray all is well with you wherever you are. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Pastor Jackson, got Pastor Melvin just joining us. And here's a couple of funny things out there to you. That song right there. You know, I don't know if y'all heard me play that song, but that song been hitting me all weekend. So I've been listening to it constantly. And it's like you don't understand. You're not understanding what's going on. You're not understanding what's right in your face. You understand it? And the thing about it is, I can't even keep saying you understand. I got to stop saying that because you don't understand. You know, the living word walked among us and we didn't even know it. We didn't even pay it attention. You didn't understand it. And we, you know, the cycle is something Mr. Hedgman said yesterday, and want to say good evening, God bless, Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman, Full Spectrum Broadcasting LLC, for hanging out with me yesterday on Raising the Sound with a powerful show, educated the people on business and did some very, very powerful, said some very powerful things out there. We go way back, and back, and he knew my dad, and all those great things. But Mr. Hedgman, thank you once again for being a part of Raising the Sound. He's also the voice of Raising the Sound too. So we applaud Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman. Thank you very much, sir. Listen, and you're absolutely right, Pastor Jackson. Thanks for throwing that out there. He just sent me that text. That goes to Hosea 4:6. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. It's because we reject the knowledge.
Jesus.
And by us rejecting the knowledge, it's being disobedient. So where there's disobedience, there's going to be consequences. Okay? And the consequences have affected our children. We see it now, right now, today.
Lord,
he said that he will cause our children to suffer. See, our children don't even think they're suffering because they're living in their own world. They believe that everything is about what they say and how it goes. And the problem with that is that we did it to them. Because it was dear to us, the cycle tries to continue. And see, I'm not speaking evil or negativity over anybody.
True.
Let me put my disclaimer out there because you need to understand what's happening here. Listen, we're not here to disrespect anyone, to tear anyone down. We're just here to bring knowledge and understanding through God's word about what we need to do as a people, as God's children. And if we step on your toes, go put your steel toe boots on. I got some. If you feel like we're ruffling your feathers, you know what I'm saying? You know them tie things that women put in their hair? You know, tie your feathers down, you know what I'm saying, to get them out the way because we may do both. We're going to step on toes and we're going to ruffle feathers because, you know what I'm saying, it says in the word of God that God's word cuts like a double-edged sword. It's going to cut you going and it's going to cut you coming back. You understand? And it says it cuts all the way through the bone, through the marrow, through the muscle, through the joint. He's going to go in there so he can slice it open so he can get to your heart. So I pray that something is said tonight that will prick your heart. You understand what I'm saying? So you can get a renewing of your mind because right now you're being conformed to the world. And God asked you not to do that. See, we've been a disobedient people. So my question tonight to you is that do we really want man to continue handling us? Aren't you tired of being handled? Aren't you tired of being disrespected? Aren't you tired of being mistreated? So when these things happen, you don't always got to go and grab your shotgun, go grab your AK, go grab your 9 or your 40 cal or your 38 or your 25 or your 350. Or I can name them. I know them. But listen, you don't have to do all of that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm from the old school, man. Grab a switchblade. You understand what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to you is that when do you come to the decision that enough is enough?
Amen.
That you start using the intelligence, you understand, the authority, the dominion and boldness that was given to you at birth because God told you who you were. I'm going to make you in my image after my own likeness. So when are you, my brother, my sister, gonna stand up and start acting like your daddy and stop acting like the streets. Stop acting like, your, as y'all say, my nigga. See, they don't want you to use that word. But see, I'm not using it in the connotation of them other people used it towards us, and they still using it today. I'm using it the way that we call ourselves as black human beings. You know what I'm saying? How we've taken things that they degraded us with and try to bring it back to glamorize us. You can't glamorize me with that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying to you? So see, what I'm saying is this to you. Listen to me now. Enough is enough. See, you are allowing our children and our young people to bring things back that our ancestors fought and died to get us away from.
Amen.
You understand what? Are you understanding me? You can understand this simple English. One thing about it is that when it talks about respect, I have respect for myself. You understand? Listen, because in Matthew 7:12, it tells me whatever I wish that others would do to me, that I also would do it to them. That's God's law and the prophet. So who am I to break that? I've broken enough of his laws. I ain't worried about breaking man's laws. I'm more concerned about the laws I broke that is God's. And you are allowing our children to go against the book of Leviticus 19:32, where it said that you shall stand up before the gray head and honor the face of the old man, and you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You don't have no respect for me. I'm the elder. You 20 years old.
Showing in his age.
Honor thy father and thy mother so that their days may be long in the land.
Preach.
Why you think we losing our children? Because you are allowing them to do what they want to do. I didn't get to do what I wanted to do when I grew up. When I rebelled, I got punished for it. When I rebelled, I got in trouble. So why are we allowing our children to rebel and be disobedient and losing them to the streets? Why are we okay with that? And if you're saying that, who are you talking to? I ain't okay with that. Well, if you're not okay with that, why we ain't meeting on these corners at night? Why we ain't meeting in the day down at the courthouse, down there in front of the city council, in front of the mayor, in front of the governor? Why we ain't in Washington at the White House?
My Lord Jesus.
Do we really want man to continue handling us? Because what 1 Corinthians tells me in 15, that do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals.
Amen.
And you've allowed that bad company because you love money to ruin your morals.
Paid off.
You'd have been bought off. And you've allowed your children to see it. And you want to get on your children for... Listen, I listen to these youth that talk on Friday evenings right here on Breaking Chains. Tell us what we have done. And you don't even take it serious. Ain't my children. Ain't my children. My child in the military. My child went to college. My child... Let me tell you something. Listen to me very carefully. I don't care if your child got Dr. So-and-so, Reverend Deacon,
Jesus.
Dr. Doug all in front of their name, behind their name. I could care less. Because one thing is about when it comes to God, God honors respect. God honors people. But let me tell you something. God expects us to be one. God expects us to love each other, respect each other. God say, how you talk about you love me and you don't even love the brother or the sister? I'm adding that in there like that you see every day. You got no respect
right
for your coworker. You got hatred in your heart because I'm a black man. And you say you love God. You don't even know him.
Don't even.
So my question tonight is, do we really want man to continue handling us? Yeah, I talked for a few minutes. I got that right, and I want to say that too. Let me put something out there. Let me say something for you out there that's reading between the lines, because see, you the one trying to stir up some trouble, and I'm finna throw you in the gumbo bowl right here in the gumbo pot and go and cook that crap up, because it may add some good seasoning. So keep talking about us. We love that you're talking about us. Let me say this to you now. We love that you talk about us because, well, one, most importantly, you giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we applaud you for it. We'll clap all night for you. Let's clap again for you. We going to keep clapping for you. You understand? Keep talking about us because God, listen, God is being lifted up. Jesus said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So me and my brothers and sisters that cross these airways, we have a wonderful understanding. And they know that Pastor Rod going to run his mouth. You understand what I'm saying? And it's all good. But, you know, why don't you come and join us and run your mouth too? why don't you come and join us? You know what I'm saying? Come talk about something that's worthwhile talking about, that we can educate God's children, that we can help bring God's children out of the dark, so that we can help God's children understand who they are, so they can believe in self, so they can build their self-esteem. You understand why you trying to talk about us and tear us down? We trying to build you up. We even praying for you, naysayers. We praying for you, haters. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. My God. Man, let me tell you something. Woo! Let me calm down and get my brothers on here. Listen, before I go any further, Lord, please forgive me. Got carried away there. I want to send up a special prayer tonight. Everybody all over the world, put this name in your prayer bank. Mr. Samuel Kemp, Brother Samuel Kemp is our overseer's brother, Pastor Levert Kemp. His brother is in ICU, is not doing well. So we're gonna trust God. We're putting this in God's hands, and we're asking all of you to say a special prayer and put that name in your prayers. Samuel Kemp, that God's will be done in his life. I talked to the pastor before I came on the air, and we're going to keep him lifted up, him and his family, so they can be comforted and strengthened in this time right now. He's in ICU. He's on a ventilator and breathing machine right now. So let's continue to pray for him. And doctors say that it doesn't look well, so I'm going to leave it right there. We just trust God. We ask God to send his Holy Spirit there in that room and to be with him, and Jesus to sit at his feet and be there for him when he calls his name, that he'll be right there holding his hand for whatever takes place, whether he gets up in the morning and come on home or whether God has got some other plans. But we're just going to leave it in God's hands, and we're going to just trust God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, my brothers. Let's get ready to jump in. I want to say good evening to everybody. Pastor Jackson, welcome back to the show. It's always great to have you, sir. Do we really want man to continue handling us out of everything that we've been through? I'm not even just talking about as black men, because I could go there all night long. We just ain't got that kind of time. But just as children of God right now, you understand what I'm saying? Are we had enough of being disrespected? And Christ told us it was coming, so we need to help people to be able to understand how to get through these situations, because physical aspects is not working. We need to inform them. Break chain, sir.
You know, Pastor, God, a great evening to everyone. You know what we're talking about. I want to read. First of all, the Word of God is so that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Second of all, I want to say that, you know, God gave mankind, made in his image and after his likeness. He gave them dominion over everything. And this is what people fail to realize. Dominion over everything except for another man. You know, and even when you were talking about the children being disobedient, you know, years ago when we were coming up, they started this crap, and it was the government. They started this crap where a child, when they're disciplined, they called the police on their parents. Like you said, we were disciplined. My mother told me, you call the police on me, when he get here, he's going to have a reason to take me to jail. He's going to have a reason to take me to jail. We're not training our children up in the fear of the Lord. You know, the Word of God said train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they won't get far from it. But they're not being trained up properly. They're not being trained up in the fear of the Lord. Everybody wants to be a dater. Everybody wants to be a gangster. Everybody thinks they're going on. Got it going on like that. But, you know, it used to be an old saying, all the bad brothers dead or in prison, you know. But the thing about it is that I'm going to go to and research on this chapter a lot. 2 Timothy.
You're breaking up a little bit, huh?
Okay.
Move to your area.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you. You were just breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to go to 2 Timothy where it says, for me, it should blasphemers, disobedient parents, unthankful, holy, without natural affection, because false accusers, fierce, despised of those that are good, traitors, lovers of God, having a form from the pulpit to the parking lot, having a form of godliness, but not the power of God. You know, we stand, so many people, they stand in the pulpit claiming God, but their actions are not of God. Their actions are not of God. So it's not for all these people to lead God's sheep astray. It's not for us to just stand by and accept what's going on in the church. As you said, so many the church is the most powerful in the world, but it's
the signal is horrible. You're breaking up real bad.
Okay, but I'm gonna just tune in. I'm trying to walk around this apartment.
We're gonna attack that enemy right there. Yeah, it's bad. It's not good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad, Pastor. All right. We hate Pastor Jackson's signal is not good right now. We're gonna try him back in a few minutes. I wanna say good evening, God bless to Pastor Melvin. I wanna say something to you, sir. Our professor, our overseer, Dr. Kemp, I don't want to be, I got to correct myself. I got to catch myself with you because, you know, I done promoted you on this show and call you pastor all the time. And I got to make sure, that our overseer don't get it. We don't have no problems with that. So I did elevate you, sir. So
I heard that. Well, you being the overseer right now, if that's what you see, you do what you are told to do. Whatever you call me, it's not going to change the way I feel about my daddy.
And amen.
I'm not going to let nothing, nobody put in front of my name, put me on a pedestal that I'm not supposed to be on.
You better say that. You sound like Pastor Jackson right there.
Yeah, so whatever a person wants to call me, if it gets his attention, I'm going to use it. I'm going to call it a bait.
My Lord.
I'm use that bait to get you to where Christ wants you to be. But nevertheless, what you were speaking of, that's a good topic, and I like the way you put that. I can't word it exactly where you put it, but let man follow man control. No, it was an adjective. I don't know what adjective I want to put in front of it, but I'm not going to do it, so I'm just going to say no. I saw a situation today when I was at one of the little corner stores here in Baton Rouge. This little kid came in. Wow. I mean, he was terrible. He went through the store just knocking the people's stuff down on the floor. And he went behind the counter. he's about 4 years old, and he just started grabbing stuff. And the people that he was with were saying, oh, his mama don't want him to do this. Right now, Doc, you're in control. You need to control him. You're going to be putting out the money if he destroys this man's store. So I told the little kid, I said, look, hey, little daddy, that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. That's our job. That's all our job. That ain't mama. That ain't daddy because they're biological. They wasn't even around. That's all our job. What is that, Pastor? Like I told you, you help me and you see your brother or your sister at fault. It's your job to bring that to their attention.
Amen.
He didn't say not one time it's the biological mama or the biological daddy. He says, all our job. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are. I'm going to act accordingly. And you can get angry. That's all right. Just don't put your hands on me. I ain't got no more cheeks. Straight up, just don't put your hands on me. I ain't got no more cheeks. If you don't like it, go on about your business. But I want to look at another thing I thought about. We had one of the largest malls in the South. We call it Katana Mall. They built this thing because I was doing construction back then in 74. And when I saw him destroying it, demolishing it, I thought about my son. He was four years old. We were walking through there. And I remember striking him. And I thought about it, and I called my daughter-in-law, and I said, when he's destroying this mall, I thought about my son. And I know he don't remember, but I just want to tell him, I'm sorry, son, but I tore your butt up in the mall. But this was during the time that we had the power to discipline our children in 75. I don't think that law had come out. So I don't know what the motives were for the big-time politicians to take discipline out the home, take prayers out of the school, take the Ten Commandments out the White House. But if you notice all of these three places, look at the thing that has happened. Mm-hmm. Those three places since, let's take it with the White House. You moved the Ten Commandments out the White House. The White House is corrupt. You took prayers out of school. These people are going and killing our children with bullets and guns. It ain't got nothing to do with spiritual. This is bullets and guns, the real thing. But I just want you to see a fact. Okay, you took disciplinary out of the home. The kids are killing their parents. Do I want man to control me? No. So, Mel, what you going to do about it? Just talk. No, Daddy, it's time for me to make a move. Minister, pastors, my brothers, yeah, I'm healing. I've been in a lot of pain. But still, I can go to City Parish when they have open meeting for the public. And I can voice my opinion. Pastor, it's got to start somewhere. Yes, it's great what we are doing. Talking on the radio, trying to help people. But I want to put my feet in the door. Where the rules are made. I want to put my feet in the door where the regulations are made. That's what I want to do. I want to let you know that these rules and regulations that you have made, you went totally against the true course of rectitude, which is God's law. Mm. That ain't going to work. When you bunch of nitwit dipsticks going to see that his word is going to stand. He's showing you every day by you doing those three things, the White House, the school, and all. And all three of them are corrupt. What is it going to take? Killing is not doing it because they are killing. Look what happened to what we call the building up there in Washington, not the White House, the Capitol.
Yeah.
Actual debt came in there, right?
Yeah.
Actual debt came in the school, right? Actual death is in the home, right? What more do I need to say? Come on, Stephen Wonder, Ray Charles could see this. When are you going to wake up? My word is going to stand, Melvin. Earth and heaven is going to pass away. But Melvin, you stick with my word. Why, Daddy? It's going to stand, son. It's going to stand. You stand on it, you are going to stand. I'm going after him, Pastor. I'm just tell y'all straight like it is. I mean, we guys, we're in different states, but I'm going to go at them in Louisiana and break it on down in Baton Rouge. I'm going to let it be known. You all's way is not working.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
So we totally agree with you, actually. These are things that we talk about behind the scene, but that's not nothing that the plan won't be discussed on the airways. So, you know what I'm saying? That they won't know about that until it hit them. So, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing that we won't discuss on these airways. But we do know, and we can say publicly that it needs to be done. And those that are sitting behind closed doors just mumbling and grumbling and complaining, and you're not doing anything.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
If you're not going to come beyond the doors and bring it to the people that are doing it, it's time for you to just, you know, listen, put up a shed up. Simple as that.
Yeah,
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let's go old school. Put up a shed up. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I want to get deep tonight because, you know what I'm saying? We're going to try Pastor Jackson back in a second because I really want to get deep tonight because there's some things that need to be discussed. And you know what I'm saying? And like Pastor Melvin said, it's got to be brought to the street. See, you know what I'm saying? You know, works without faith is dead, right? But faith without works is also dead. So if you don't put no actions to your beliefs, you don't have faith for real anyway. It ain't real.
Just like you ain't said nothing.
It's not real. Because you haven't, listen. Here's the thing. You are a people of signs and wonders. So why don't you think that God needs to see that you believe in his word by living it? So you ain't even catch that. That went over your head.
You didn't even catch that.
See, if you're going to say that I'm a child of the Most High God, the living God, the true and living God, the way, the truth, and the life, you understand what I'm saying? If I'm going to claim that, and I'm not showing it, there's a problem because he walked the earth and showed it. So see, it's time. Listen, man, listen. He say, you either hot or cold because lukewarm what? He spit out of your mouth. He going to spit you out. And I keep saying this, I ain't never seen nobody go back and pick up spit. You understand? I ain't never seen that before.
I like that one, boy.
So all I'm saying to you is this. Once he spits you out of his mouth, that means you go straight to eternal fire. You understand what I'm saying? You spit
and
straight to hell.
What does dirt do to spit? Absorb it.
Gone. You gone.
Sure is, baby. You gone.
All I'm saying to you, my brothers and my sisters, our special assignment every Monday night is to make sure that we come at you to bring some knowledge to your brain. You understand? Something that's missing, something you ain't thought about. You know what I'm saying? We're not calling you nothing but intelligent, smart people. So if you are being called that and you know that is you, start acting like it. Listen, man, go read about your history. See, I heard a statement made that a young man said that, you know, he was asked, well, why you wear your hair like that in them big knots and whatever they call them. I don't even know what you call it. No disrespect to you, but I told you we may step on some toes. You shouldn't even let your children look like that. You should make them all cut their hair. You understand? They all on the basketball team. They all the rappers. Hair just everywhere. And if you pull your child's hair up, my son did that too. You understand what I'm saying? He did that too. And I asked him, what is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not just talking about your son. I'm talking about my son too.
Amen.
So let me put that
Amen.
In there so you will understand who he think
there
he's talking
go,
about. Who he think he, I'm talking about me and my son.
Yeah.
You understand
you
what I'm saying?
Home, you can take it abroad. So
he said, if in order for me to step to you, I got to get my house in order first. My thing is this. When I look at the history of my people, I know that I come from royalty. I know that I come from kings and queens. I know I
come
from the richest of the earth. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I know I am the most powerful, richest man walking the earth. right now. I am one of them. You understand what I'm saying? You looking for Bentleys and the Mercedes and the BMW, what Maybachs and all that kind of stuff, and the million-dollar houses that you putting all your money in. Let me tell you something. My riches is much richer than yours.
You understand? Because
let me tell you something. My daddy owned it all anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to you, I'm not knocking what you got. I'm not knocking what God did for you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or your hell raising God down there. I don't care which, you know, that's on you. All I'm saying to you is that I know who I serve. And listen, you heard the song. Maybe I need to play it again. Listen, it's easier for a camel to jump through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get in there. You don't even understand. And that's in the scripture. You understand what I'm saying? Because you love money. You love it. You put your family beneath money. Man, you throwed out. So my question
proving
to you
every
again,
day.
My question
proving
to
every
you
day,
again,
Pastor.
My brothers and my sisters, is this. Do you really, really want man to continue handling you? Do you really want it? Hey, we're going to be right back, man. I need to go take a break. I'll be right back. Break and Change, special assignment. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Melvin, Pastor Rod. We Break and Change, YAT Radio. I got to play it again. Listen to this. Because I'm fed up.
Fed up. Let my people go.
Yeah.
Call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called, call me the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called to lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called. Grace made man. I'm commanded to lead. Taking the debt for success. Everything my pastor preach, I regurgitate cause I straight place and I spit it back out for y'all. I hesitated at first, then I realized I was called to lead the people, believe in Jesus, walk by faith, not by sight. I ain't jazzy all good time, but my God is dynamite. They blew me up quick, like a rock star overnight. I've been rapping for years, now I use that gift for Christ. I ain't no Israelite, I'm a Gentile but still a king's child that finally got it right. Confident in this one thing, he begun a good work of finishing, man. Simple to plain, plain and simple. Even though I got tattoos on the temple, I'm called to lead my generation. Dedication to the youth. Believe it or not, they're saying we the future. So I tell the truth when I'm in the booth.
I said I tell the truth when I'm in the booth.
I'm talking Moses, I'm talking Aaron, I'm talking Joshua, you know I'm talking Caleb. I'm talking Gideon, mighty man of valor. Only 300 men in battle, cause with God, dog, it don't matter. I'm talking Moses, I'm talking Aaron,
okay.
I'm talking Joshua, you know I'm talking Caleb. Calling me the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called, calling me the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm calling me the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm calling me the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called.
I'm something like Peter. I'm a born leader. And like the joy of the Lord, it ain't nothing sweeter. And you know what they say, money the root of all evil.
Yeah.
It's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than to camel through the eye of a needle. That mean it gets deeper, we need more leaders. Cause nowadays it's real crazy, people mislead you. The devil try to trick you if you let them, he'll deceive you. Well, you can't take it when you go and you can't spend it either. If you've been blessed, then be a blessing and bless other people. If you still waiting on your chance, I know you're real eager. But patience is a virtue, your faith, you gotta keep.
Yeah.
I hope my music touch you, cause I'm just trying to reach you.
Yeah.
And since we on the subject, I might as well teach you.
Okay.
I ain't a pastor or a deacon, but I'm something like a preacher. I'm speaking to the public like I'm a public speaker. It's real to real and second Samuel, I can't get the sequel. Got faith, I'ma shine, everything will be fine. If it come in due time, I'ma sit here rhyme. I'ma stay on my grind, make them all get in line. Boy, I'm just thanking Jesus. I'ma go get mine, keep that on my mind. If I'm lying, I'm flying, I'm one of a kind. It's hard to find a kind like mine. that's why I'm a firm believer.
Call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm calling, call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm calling, call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land.
I'm calling,
call and lead the people, but they don't understand. Bring them out of Egypt to the promised land. I'm called.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. The show tonight is being brought to you by the Williams Group and J.D.R. Enterprises. What's going on with you? Pastor Rod hanging out with you, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Melvin. We just having a conversation with you tonight here on the special assignment. Call your friends and let them know that we're on. We love to hear from you, man, really. We love talking to people, man. Because we say enough is enough. So I know a lot of you out there want to speak up and speak out and just probably don't know where to do it. So, you haters, let people know that we're doing this. All right. I'm saying don't keep them from it, you know, because everybody need to voice their opinion. Everybody need to be heard. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about these things. Listen, my question tonight is, do we really want man to continue handling us? Do you think it's always good for you to keep running behind man doing things that, you know what I'm saying, you know that is not even right anyway? But you know what I'm saying? I said something earlier about our children looking like, you took our history to just slavery. Like we were just slaves from the beginning. That's all our history. So you know what I'm saying? You brought our people to a country. You came and removed our ancestors from Africa because you wanted to steal and take over Africa. You wanted to steal all the gold. You wanted to steal all the silver. You wanted to steal all the petroleum. You wanted to steal all the black gold. You wanted to steal everything because that's where everything was, because that's where God placed it. So you know what I'm saying? You don't think that we know our history. Some of us know our history now. You understand what I'm saying?
Come on, son.
You know, so my thing is that you needed to remove us so that you could come in and take over and steal. You understand? And murder, brutalize. You understand what I'm saying? And do things that were despicable. You know what I'm saying? An abomination. Listen, woe unto you. You know what I'm saying? God is saying to you right now, it was better for you that you shouldn't even been born. What's been to come your way? You understand? Woe unto you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And still to this day, you still treat us as if we are nobody. Like we less than your dog. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. Let me tell you something. God is raising up a people right now. He told you that this day was coming. And see, you know that it's here, Satan. You know
come
it's
on,
here.
Son.
You know you it's here. That's why you're doing what you're doing. That's why you putting your pandemics out here. That's why you Republican. Listen, you. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get real crucial right now. Republicans and Democrats, ain't neither one of y'all worth nothing. All y'all crooked. You understand? All y'all crooked. You got all your hands in our pockets, stealing from
me on your life.
Hold on, Pastor. Hold on a second. Listen to me for a second. You got your hands in all of our pockets, stealing. You understand what I'm saying? But then you over here want us to be quiet and come run over here, and you want us to come run over there. But now you want to come into our community and call on us because you need us. And see, I need you to listen to this, my people. Listen to me very closely. You are a taxpayer. You are the one that's putting all the money into the system. If it wasn't for you, there would be no money in the system. Listen to what I just said now. In order for the government to give you money, they have to go into the money that you've already put into the system. It's your money. Listen, you're being taxed on your own money. Don't you think enough is enough and it's time for you to stop sitting on your, what you call it, your shucky ducky, as Pastor Melvin tells you, and don't do nothing? You mean to tell me that you would rather sit back and let your children, listen, your children got to pay the price. And by the time it's time for your children to grow up and pay the price, it's going to be worse out here than it is today. So preacher, do we really want man to continue handling us? Pastor Jackson, are you there? Are you able to talk? Is the signal any better? Say something to us.
Can you hear me, sir?
Oh, we can hear you. It's just that all the breaking up was bad. You know, we can hear you.
Okay.
This one coming up clear. So wherever you are right now, don't move. You know, if the Holy Spirit jump on you, just pat your foot. Just pat your foot. Just
okay,
pat your foot. But don't move from the spot.
Okay. But you know, enough is enough, and you've been stressing that point for a while now. But the people aren't hearing it because not enough people are saying it, and not only not enough people are saying it, not enough people are believing it, not enough people are trusting in it. You know, so many people have their own agendas, so many people have their own motives. That get rich quick scheme. It's all about I, me, myself, and I. You know, when it should be all about God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because, you know, the Word of God lets us know to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. We've turned from our first love. So many people, let me correct that, so many people have turned from their first love. So many people are trying to do their own thing. So many people want to be seen. So many people want to be heard, but there's no action. There's no application. People are preaching the word on the daily, but there's no action behind them living according to, as you said earlier. There's no application. And the thing about it is sheep are dumb. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are gullible. Sheep are being led astray because not enough powerful kings and queens are standing up and letting their voices be heard. You know, and so many people are sitting idly by. And what the word of God says, idle hands, idle minds, is the devil's worst stop. And the devil is wreaking havoc on the idle minds of these idle preachers that's preaching a perfect word, but not living or trying to apply it to everyday living. You know, not telling the people what they need to do to do the work of God. So many people are caught up. So many people are caught up. Pastor Melvin said something so profoundly. You've taken the Ten Commandments out. You've taken prayer out. And in these places that he named, all hell is breaking loose. All hell is breaking loose. Everybody has their agenda. The wrong people have the power. And they're using it for the wrong reason. For the wrong reason. And as you said, taxpayers, we're not standing strong. We're not standing firm. We're not standing together. But most of all, we're not standing on the word and the promises of God. We're trusting in the wrong government instead of trusting in the government that's upon the shoulders of Christ Jesus, the only one who died for us, the only one who cares enough to give his life for us. The Republicans, you said it. These Republicans, these Democrats, they don't care. Only thing they care about is their bank account. Only thing they care about is bickering one to another. They're deceiving the people. They're making promises that they can't even keep. This even intends on keeping. All I want you to do is put me in that office, give me that power, and that it. I'm going to sit. I'm going to do nothing. I don't have any new ideas. I don't have anything plausible for the people. It's all about me. You know, you look at these evil people, man. You even look at the pulpit, bruh. Pastor, the pulpit is too quiet on racism, on political views. They're too quiet on insurrection. The pulpit is too quiet. The church is too quiet. The church has become too vital. Everybody want to be seen and heard, but ain't nobody doing nothing. Ain't nobody doing nothing. We come on here every night breaking chains. Sometimes I'm not here. And I let my pastor know the reason why. But it's time out for all this ignorance. It's time out for all this I and me mess. You know? They say it takes a village to raise a child. And I can understand that. But at least let one of the parents of the child be in the village to help raise their own children. Because once you try to correct them, then there's a problem. Then here comes the parent. But the parent was nowhere around when little Johnny, little baby kids was raised in all this hell. But soon as you try to correct them for their own good, then here comes the parent. The government has given the children, the young people, too much power over their parents. You know? And it's a, just like this plan, it's a plan. It was a plan when they first started it way back.
Because if we don't raise them in the system of the prisons, will. And that's why they put our black men and women in bondage, locked behind bars. And enough is enough. But the most powerful entity in the world is sitting idly by and saying nothing, because they've already raped the people of their money, of their dignity, of their pride. And this is the church. This is the church siding with evil, siding with the government, doing nothing because they've been paid off. They've been paid to shut up. They've been paid that hush money. And it's been proven every day. You see it every day. These politicians don't care about you. They don't care about you. They give you $1,400 and you think you done got the world. When it's your money, just as Pastor just said, you pay taxes year-round from January to December and still end up owing the government. They're giving you back your money and you just... You think it's a gift from God when it's not. It's a plan to keep you in bondage. You know, Pastor, we say, and I don't want to take up so much time. You know, we were saying how you and I was talking one day about when you got a dog and you put this dog in this big old yard. But when you chain that dog up and put a collar around his neck, he's only going to go as far as that chain allows him. And if that chain is around his neck for so long, now he's been institutionalized in prison, so to speak. But I'm gonna use that word institutionalized. He's so comfortable, he's gotten complacent in going as far as that chain will allow him to go. So when you allow him to, when you take that chain off of him, he see all this open area. But because he was so confined for so long, he's only going to go to the point where that chain that's no longer around his neck allowed him to go. When God has so much more for us. But we allow that slave mentality to keep us to go only as far as that chain will allow us to go.
Amen.
When is enough is enough? When it's fed up, it's fed up. When it's too much, it's ridiculous. 400-year head start, and yet these evil white people still complain, talking about take this back. What? You stole. You're the murderers. You're the thugs. You came to steal, kill, and destroy on assignment from your daddy. You stole from a brown man. You made a black man build a country. And you took credit for them both. And Pastor, I've said this to myself, and I said this out on Facebook. If it wasn't for the contribution and the attributes of black America, then I'm going to be bold. Of black America, America, as you know it, wouldn't even exist.
Wouldn't exist. Amen to that.
It wouldn't even exist. It would be like a third world country. If you just take time to look around your house, look outside your house, contributions of the black man is 80% of it. 80% of it, and they don't want you to know this. But they know this, but they can't accept it, don't want to believe it. But it don't make it not true. It's in the Bible, and it's in the history book. But people don't want to take time to learn the truth about their DNA. Kings and queens. Power and authority. Power and authority given from the Most High God. Look where you said he placed all those minerals, all that gold, all that silver, all that oil. You said they had to come and get us. So they can go over there and rape that land too. How are you going to take back something that don't belong to you? Never did and it never will. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. How you gonna take that something was never yours?
Amen.
But you take credit for everything. Everything. Because if the tables were flipped, if the and I got to be bold. If the tables
coming
were
across
flipped,
the top of the hour, Pastor.
You probably wouldn't even exist. I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just saying we're coming across the top of the hour, so go ahead and wrap that up so we can.
No, I wrapped it up, sir.
Yeah, because I want to finish talking about that because that's something that you know that we don't talk about in the open. Hang on to that thought, everybody. We always have to stop at the top of the hour. That's a FCC rule. So you know what I'm saying? You know they still listen
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
So you know we don't need to be going up against them kind of folks.
That's right.
They already mad at us. They already mad because we talk about us. But that's cool. Hey, you listening to Breaking Chains, a special assignment on this Monday. I pray all is well with you. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Melvin, Pastor Rod, hanging out with you, the mighty men of valor. We always on the air, so you know what I'm saying. Get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. We'll be right back. Go take a pause. And don't forget, it's YAT Radio. We live, y'all.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing. Cause I refuse to. I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing. Just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping. Instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall,
yeah.
You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty valor last, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. The devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome,
yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all,
yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and it stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't afford.
No.
I tell ya, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say. I refuse to let
time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Second hour of Breaking Chains, special assignment. Kicking off, what's going on with you, Pastor Jax, Pastor Melvin, Pastor Rod? I want to send out a special prayer for Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp and his family, for his brother, Mr. Samuel Kemp. Keep him in your prayers, that God's will be done in his life. Brothers and sisters, let's kick off this second hour. Pastor Jackson was talking about some things that's going on. This is something we always discuss, you know, and we're not trying to attack the church. We can't, you know what I'm saying? There's no need of us attacking ourselves because, see, we know that we are the church. And I think once we realize that, you know, we God's children and God's spirit lives in us, and we start taking that seriously, then things will start changing around you. But you got to start taking that serious. But here's something. You talk about politicians. We talk about things like that. And Pastor Melvin has been around longer than us, and he's seen a lot of changes. But, you know, I want to step backwards for a second in history, because I watched something the other day where it said that the Queen of England and what's his name? John D. Rockefeller. Is that his name? Especially the Queen of England, though, that how many trillions that she's worth, and said that the chariot that this woman rides around in is worth billions of all the gold that is made of, correct? And it says that this lady right here can end world hunger and world homelessness herself. I said world hunger and world homelessness. You know what I'm saying? And how she's taking so much control over there and all the money and wealth that she has. But then you talk about Rockefeller. How they bought the pharmaceutical industry. They bought the American Cancer Society. See, these are industries that they've owned that people didn't even know about. You understand? And we listen, in order for them to continue to making the money in the pharmaceuticals because of what was going on, they had to do away with, and it said that they had to do away with all of the facts on herbs and spices, how the herbs had the healing over your mind, body, and soul.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
because if you have God and you have a health, everything is healthy, you're going to have a peaceful life. You understand what I'm saying? With all hell going on around you. But by them taking the herbs and the spices and taking, they couldn't take them off the market. But if you pay attention, a lot of things are altered now when you go into the health food store. You understand what I'm saying? If you go into one that's owned by a major industry, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like cloned medicine. You know what I'm saying? Cloned herbs. You understand? You have to go into a real African store, or, you know what I'm saying, a real herbal store from, you know what I'm saying, your ancestors, from your people. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that we all are taking some type of medication. We have to take it for something. You got a headache, you got to pop an aspirin or Tylenol or ibuprofen, you got high blood pressure, you got high cholesterol. And the thing about it is that everything that they put into the foods have caused you to get these issues so that they can continue to make the money off of you spending getting your medication.
Come on, son.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so
good.
So if you're owning all the pharmaceuticals and you got your hand in the pockets of most of the doctors on the earth. Are you listening to me? So why do we really want man to continue handling us? Why do we want man to continue to dictate to us how we should live, and we continue to listen to him when we know that it's killing us? when we know that it's tearing us down, when we allow them, just like our young people talked on the radio about what's on the media, what's on the television, what's in the music, why do we continue to allow it then? If our children can identify, why are you as an adult ignoring it? Is money that important to you? Because listen, when all of these countries say enough is enough too, when they say that we're not going to take no more of the U.S. money because it's worth nothing, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you taking this money to invest in, you know, buy you some land and start building some farms and, you know what I'm saying, and investing in stuff like that, building and growing? Are you doing that? Are you all into Bitcoin and stocks, which is cool, but are you buying into stocks that going to be there forever, like black gold, that underground oil, or gold and silver? Pastor Melvin, I want you to take a couple of minutes, sir, because I want to run through a couple of topics. Everybody, let's put ourselves on the time schedule starting right now. Okay, take a couple of minutes, sir, and talk about something. Let's get into this. Why have we allowed all of this to go on for so long and nobody has said anything that real loud and boastful and out there in the wide open since the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King? No disrespect to the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, you know what I'm saying? I respect the gentleman, but you know, I just feel that that's not for everybody. I feel that they just, you know, target, you know, so and no disrespect to anybody. Because I respect the man. I love what he's saying. But I think that we all need to come together as a people because we serve one God. So why is it like that right now, Pastor Melvin?
And in particular, anything in particular, Pastor, that you would like for me to
expound on? Yeah, why are we not coming together as one people, because we serve one God? Why are we pulling in so many directions? Aren't we stronger together than apart?
Yeah, but one word, when you guys were saying some things and I was thinking some things, I want to pull one word: convenient. And you look at the word convenient, whatever it takes to make it convenient to you and you're going to buy it, that's the white man motto. That's it. I got to run back to those herb that you were talking about because my son is into that real heavy. I'm into black seed oil. There's so much, but let me cut it down and make it short, sweet, quick. Jesus said, this is my belief. Well, it is finished. I studied that so much. What was he thinking about when he said it's finished? Many people thought, I'm fixing to die. That's the most obvious thought that all of us came up with. But with me, crazy me, you know, I had to come up with something else. See, what was he talking about, Daddy? What are you talking about this finished? You told him something to do? And just like my dad said, you're absolutely right. I told him to make provision for y'all, for everything. And when he did that, he told me it was finished. So come on home. Provision for everything we needed. If you notice, back in the day, they didn't have Athens, they didn't have Buffalo, they didn't have Princeton, they didn't have none of this stuff back in the biblical day. What did those people heal themselves with? Herbs. Came from the earth. There was no needle. Everything was taken just about orally. Everything. Think about it. You didn't have this specialist. They had stuff to heal bones. Where is all this stuff at now? It's still in the earth, but the pharmaceuticals going, like you said, Pastor, they fix it in a way to confuse you as far as buying it. Even the health food store, it's not going to be labeled like exactly what it is. The word is convenient. We will fall for convenient If it costs $10,000, we can get convenient, we will pay that. The love of money is the root of all evil. So this man knows they got all the specialists on how to deal with the human behavior, the human mind. The mind is going to do this when you say this. The mind going to do this when you say that. They know all this stuff. I ain't falling for it. I'm not going to fall for it. I don't care about convenience. I want to know what is real. My daddy say, everything you need, Melvin, I'll put it there. Man didn't do it. I'll put it there. So I went after those things that God put here. Me and my son is in heaven research. Black seed oil is working miracles for me. I just wanted to throw it on. So when we look at all the other things, situations that's happening in life, look at it's so convenient, Pastor. The white man, I mean, I got to say, he got a control of everything. He made it convenient. And my grandfather used to tell me years ago, son, what is pleasing to the eye, man will buy. Thank you for letting me share that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. All right, Pastor Jackson, jump on that, too.
You know, it's about, like Pastor Melvin said, the love of money. You know, and we already know that the love of money is the root of all evil. We already know that, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And so many people have sold out. Even back, Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees and even the elders of the church, if you had known my Father, you would know me. So many people are claiming God, and so many people that's supposed to be preaching God's word and telling them what the the separation of government and the church, you know, and so many false prophet pulpit pimps, these TV evangelists have brought the government into the church because they've been paid off. They've been paid off to shut up. They're no longer preaching doctrine. They're twisting God's word. They're deceiving many people because a lot of these people have a large following. And they've been preaching that false doctrine of brainwashing, preaching about prosperity for so long. And that's all that the people are thinking about. That's all they want is me, my. You know, give. So it's like, the church is, and I have to keep reiterating on it, the church has gotten idle, too idle because of, it's because the church look more like the world than the world. Some not all, don't get me wrong, some not all, and it's sad because so many people are being deceived. You know, we've said several times that sheep are dumb, and it's sad to see that people are so gullible and so easily deceived by the devil, you know, so easily led astray. But because of these big time so-called preachers are living the dream, they're living the life, and they are brainwashing the people into thinking that they can do the same, but they're not telling them at what cost, because they've already sold their souls out. Our sons and daughters of perdition. But Jesus told his father while he was praying to him, none have I lost except the son of perdition, talking about Judas, who sold him out for a few pieces of silver. And that's what's going on today. The wrong people have the right power, and they're doing the wrong thing with that right power. Not the power of God, but the power that can change the world. You said this lady has the resources to change the world, but because of greed, because, you know, we saying when is enough, and they are saying enough is never enough. Enough money is never enough. Enough power is never enough. But they don't understand the power from above. So many people are saying, for God I live, for God I die, but you sold them out. So many people are saying, Lord, Lord. But he said you'll never, you just because you say that don't mean you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because you're preaching, like I said earlier, you're preaching a perfect word, but you're leading people astray because you twisted it. You've twisted it. You've turned from your first love. And the word of God says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God's word won't change just because you have. But you have led so many people astray. There's so much blood on some of these preachers' hand, pastors. So much blood. So much blood. And theoretically and realistically, they know. They already know that they're at a place of no return. There's no hope for them. So even like the enemy, I'm going to drag and bring down as many people with me as I can because they don't care. Because they are hellbound. So they're living the dream. They're living the dream here on earth. But when Jesus say, I never knew you, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Because so many people have been deceived that hell ain't even real. And you know, we say people are thinking that good is evil and evil is good. Wow. In due season. In due season. The wrong people have the power, but they're not using it for the good of the world, for the good of the people, God's people. And I had pain saying that they had the right power because the right power is God's power.
Time limit, sir.
But the wrong people.
Amen. Amen. See that? See that? Y'all always got to get the pastors get up out of this chair. Yeah.
Okay. You can't stand up on me. I'm sorry, man.
Listen, okay, that was question number one. Let's go to the next one. Here's the other one. We are in a position right now where a lot of people have not taken the time to and even know about something called 2030 Agenda. Have you brothers heard of the 2030 Agenda? Both of you all?
I think I've heard a few people on it.
Okay.
But I'm not fooling about it.
Okay. Well, it's called the 2030 Agenda. It was signed by every nation in the world at the UN. And just read about it, what they're doing and what they're about to do. And we had no say so in it. We had no say so in putting it together. And everybody's heard of this, the New World Order. So I could say it like that. The richest people in the world running the world, having the final say so on how things are conducted and handled. The reason why we are under a pandemic right now is because the rich people want to depopulate the earth. I'm sure everybody's heard of that. That's part of the 2030 agenda. 7.7 billion people is too many people to them to control. So they want to downsize the population. And in order to do that, you have to implement dangerous things to hurt people, to harm people, to make people sick, and to kill people off. I know that you may think that this is not a good conversation to have with you. You may not like what I'm saying, but I need you to start doing your research and studying. You need to know about the mark of the beast. You need to know about what the enemy is planning to do. But you also know what your God already has planned and done already. You know what I'm saying? We just hadn't got to that point yet. We go through it every day. When you wake up, you are getting closer and closer to a point of your life when your time will be up. However, God gets to decide when you go, how you go, not me. So here's the thing. My next question is this. Couple of minutes, brothers. Do you feel that there's something that we can do to prevent what these nations are about to do and what they're trying to implement by taking over the world? Do we have a say-so in this, Pastor Mel?
That's a quick answer there, yes. According to the data that I got, they don't have no power. These guys do not have any power. Like Jesus said, the power that you got is the power that my daddy give you, standing up here before Pilate. But if you don't realize that, Pastor, it's just like you have none. One of the main things that I teach here, you have to know the characteristics of anybody or anything to know how to deal with it. If you don't know the characteristics of my daddy, how could you use his power? It is impossible, you know, impractical, improbable, then impossible. It's no way for you to do it. And you know you have a way to block this, but you don't know how to use it. It's just like you don't have a way. We have to get up under the care, the instruction. And the Bible says, my people pray for like a night. Prayer most time means death. You dead. I mean, and God said, I will have you not be ignorant, brother. Show yourself, study, show yourself approved. Get close to me. I'm going to show you that is visible and invisible. Pastor, this is all I got. These people are powerful. I can't let them be or stop them from being, but I can stop them from harming me. Through the shield of my daddy, knowing his characteristics, knowing that he can put this shield around me, he can open up revelation to me, insights. He can open this up to me. He already knows these things were going to happen. Now, this is my son that I'm dealing with, and I know what he had to face 200 years from now. I know what he's going to face. I'm going to equip him. So God has already equipped us, Pastor. The things that we got to get within ourselves and find the equipment that he has put there. There is no other way. We can't fight these battles. How are we going to fight the Queen of Magdalene? You can't do that. Not in the secular sense. It's going to have to be spiritual. God fixed, my dad fixed this thing up perfect. You ain't got but one recourse. You got to come through me. So if you don't come through me, so be it. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me say that.
God bless you, sir. All right, Pastor Jackson, go ahead, sir. On you.
I'm going to make this short and sweet. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through the power of God, giving down strongholds, casting down imaginations against everything that tried to talk itself against the knowledge of God. That's my response.
Amen. 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 And he is mine. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
All his characteristics. That's it, baby. Come on, Doc.
You know, so moving on. here's the next move. Here's the next one. We're in a situation now where, you know, how the people view the church and what has happened with coronavirus has closed a lot of doors, and now a lot of people went to social media to worship. So here's my next question. Is the Holy Spirit really moving for these people? They got mad then, and I'm not questioning the Holy Spirit. I'm questioning you. I'm questioning the people. I don't have the right nor authority. I don't even want to question the Holy Spirit because I know who He is. But are we playing church right now? Playing with the Holy Spirit right now, Pastor Mel? Take a couple of minutes, sir.
Pastor, if those that has been chosen to be leaders of Christ, because all of us are not going to be leaders, so that's a fact. Some of us got to be followers. Everybody can't be chief. Somebody got to be Indian.
Come on now.
that those that are in that position, I could be wrong, y'all tell me, but I don't think God or my daddy or the Holy Spirit just deal with everybody in the same way, because you don't deal, I mean, why would you deal with me as a follower and I'm a leader? You see, it's something don't make sense. Why would you deal with me as a leader and I know I'm a better follower? So God going to take you according to what you show him. This is the way I look at it. If these leaders are not teaching these, the flock, what it is they supposed to know, I'm sorry to tell you, your shucky-ducky is on fire. Now, I told Pastor, I'm a student. That's why I tell Pastor a lot of times, Pastor, jump in this thing and help me, because I can't quote those scriptures, and I'm not ashamed to say it. One day I will. But right now, I can't quote those scriptures to you like others can. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, my dad said, I'm going to whip you with a bigger ugly stick. And that ugly stick means some other stuff. I'm just not going to say it on the radio. But if you are in the position, you know this is your job, and you're not teaching these sheep what need to be taught to them, how do you expect them to know? God, my daddy holds us to teach these sheep what is to be expected, what he expects of you, things that are going to come to pass, and all that stuff. These pandemic, this stuff is all through the Bible. And trust me, I studied that Old Testament. This stuff didn't happen before. The bigger that becomes, I mean, it looked like my daddy can fix this thing and make it look like China did it, because he ain't ready to give you insight on this revelation that he's giving you. You better know the difference between insight and revelation. If you don't, you better go back to your prophet and tell him to explain that to you. If you're not doing these things, he's going to hold you for it. Like Pastor said, when you start telling people stuff and step on their toes, making them off their shucka duck, and they want to fight, wants to do all that, you taught something. You got that rass up off his shucka duck, and now he ready to fight. Well, why are you standing up? Come on, let's fight. Let's do what we call a God love wrestling contest. Ain't gonna be no punching in all this. But I'm gonna tell you what it is to be known. Study. Listen to your leaders. God going to give insight to these leaders to handle these big-time people like the queen, you know. That's the only thing we got. Show me something else. Pastor William, Pastor Jackson, we put all our money together. We still can't touch that woman. But we can touch her when it comes to the spirit of my daddy.
Amen.
That's all we got, baby. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Pastor Jackson, coming to you with this one makes me laugh, because I hear them false prophets and them pulpit pimps coming out you, you know. But are they playing with the people? Are they playing with the Holy Spirit, man?
Pastor, you know, I'm gonna say this, be long, but they were doing that before the pandemic. They were doing that before the pandemic. You know, the Word of God lets us know in Luke 4:18. We're going to go to Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. To preach the acceptable year of the deed of the Lord. Okay. If you ain't preaching the gospel to the poor, then you're playing with you're playing games. You're playing church. If you're not trying to heal the brokenhearted, you're playing church. If you're not trying to preach deliverance to the captives, you're playing church. Recovering sight to the blind, you playing church. The Word of God lets us know, when you did not do it for the least of them, you did not do it for me. The Word of God lets us know, how can you say you love me when you've never seen me, but you hate your brother who you see every day? They were playing church before this even came. you know, all about the love of money, all about I, me, you know, leading people astray. So, yes, a lot of people are still playing church. I ain't going to say, are they playing church? They still playing church. Because if you're not doing what I just read to you, the Spirit of the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, if you're not doing what God has called you to do according to Scripture, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, then you are playing church still. Still. So, yes, a lot of people, a lot of churches, a lot of ministers, pastors, teachers, evangelists are playing church. They're playing with God. And God ain't nothing to play with.
Amen to that. I tell you. Well, I tell you what, brothers. I needed to ask that because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things are going on out here. A lot of people are popping up with new churches, just doing things. And they know the people are vulnerable right now. They know the people are wide open right now. And a lot of these so-called churches that are out here manipulating the people, fleece flocking, doing all these kind of things, full of pride, mm-hmm. full of egos and everything. But I'm going to read something to you. Proverbs 16, 18 through 20 says, pride comes before destruction and a hard spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. Whoever gives thought to the word will discover good. And blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. See, you too busy trusting in yourself. Got your pride and got your nose all stuck up. You're doing all kind of things. And if you go to Psalm 75, it says, do not lift up your horn on high or speak with a haughty neck. For not from the east or from the west and not from the wilderness comes lifting up, but it's God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. So my brothers and sisters out there, there are a lot of people out here vulnerable, going through things in darkness right now. If you're not going to help them and to assist them, please don't do anything to hurt them.
Amen.
Stop taking advantage of people right now. Because see, your time is about to come and it's going to be real ugly for you. You understand what I'm saying? See, you heard the preacher tell you, you know, and we always talk about this. You need to stop playing with God. And you need to stop putting your hands on his children and your mouth.
Your mouth.
It tells you, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. That's a warning to you. And you take it lightly. You know, God has been warning you for a very long time. Let me change my terminology around. God has been warning us for a mighty long time.
Help us on this.
Indeed he has.
And it's time for us to get it together. It's time for us to be obedient.
Because,
see, I know I'm not always obedient 24/7.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm going to speak for me. I can't speak for you. I get a little upset. I get a little worried.
Amen.
I get a little stressful sometimes. I got things going on in my life, too, sometimes. You understand? But I strive every day to give it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Because one thing I can't do is run and hide from it.
Everywhere. Same time.
He's everywhere at the same time with all power in his hand.
Amen. Amen.
So he'll never be on your level. His ways will never be your ways. His thoughts will never be our thoughts. He always will sit higher than us until the day we join him in glory. And he still will be higher than us. So stop trying to be somebody you're not, and just be who God blessed you to be, who God created you to be. And if you don't know who that is, Ask him to show you.
Amen.
Just ask him.
Ask him to come into your life. Ask him to change your life right now. Ask him to turn your life around. Ask him to remove you from situations that are too big for you that you ain't supposed to be in anyway. Remove you from people, places, and things that are not of him. And most importantly, just say, Lord God, let your will be done in my life. Just ask for his will to be done.
Some of us too mean to do that.
Just do that. It wasn't easy for us. I can at least say that for all of us. It wasn't easy for us. It's still not an easy path or journey for us because the enemy know who we are as men of valor.
You better know it.
He know we always suited up. But we human beings.
Amen.
We human beings too. But we men after God's own heart. You better believe
Amen.
It. You better know it. And we don't play with it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We got our final comments. And we're going to get out of here, man. It's Break and Change Special Assignment. Men of God hanging out with you tonight. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Melvin. I am Pastor Rod. We ain't playing with him. You better stop playing with him, too. It's YAT Radio.
You know what time it is. Everything in the rearview is in the rearview. I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
Already they counted up the cost,
no Herman.
Too much to lose.
Ain't no more playing around.
Too much to gain. You know what I'm talking about.
Ain't no more playing around.
Everybody on your feet. Let's go.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live.
Living in a world of sin, getting caught up in a world of sin. Posting on the block just to make a night, making money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil place. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeating the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light is gonna be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People screaming on your real up on the reason, and then you gon' burn on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone. So who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword and gone. Off that holy water, gone. Off that holy water, cleansed by divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah.
Ain't no more playing around.
Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on
ain't no more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live.
Oh,
Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Ain't no more playing around, man. You know what I'm saying? You should have knew that about us anyway, though. You know, we don't play around. You know what I'm saying? We ain't played around since we signed on in 2009. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So,
Lord be the glory.
And we ain't finna start playing with you now. So, you know, it's like that, and that's the way it is.
Amen, man. Amen, Pastor. That's a good one.
Hey, I tell you, man. We thank God for an opportunity tonight to come before you. We thank God for all of his presence and his opportunity feeding us what has been put out tonight. We pray that something pricked your heart and something was said that you would think about, that you would give some time to. And most importantly, we pray that something was said that will bring you closer to wanting a relationship with Christ and getting to know your God. And, or bringing you closer, you know what I'm saying, to him. Because one thing about it is that if we don't have a relationship with God, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got nothing. And if we don't know Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, he said nothing gets to the Father without going through him anyway. So we have to make sure that we are putting that out there, because one thing that we don't want here at Breaking Chains is anyone blood on our hands. You understand?
Amen.
So we need you to understand that. Sometimes we may step on your toes. Sometimes we may ruffle feathers. But understand the truth. But we love you. Absolutely. We love you with all our heart. We talk about false prophets, pulpit pimps. We love them. We just don't like their ways. We don't like the spirit that they're allowing to overtake them. Okay? We love everybody. It's just those evil spirits that you allow to overtake you. We know
Amen.
About them because we were out in the world, too. We know about those
Amen.
Evil spirits. You understand what I'm saying? So we just want to help you out of those dark corners, out of those cracks and crevices of your life, so that you can come into the full light of Christ and the fullness of God. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. Pastor Melvin, say you good night, sir, and let's get out of here.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Pastor. My phone, I just about to please all my power. But anyway, I just want to say, don't play with my daddy. He ain't to be played with. Watch your mouth and watch your hand when you want to deal with his anointed. I'm telling you, he's nothing nice. And you got any question about yourself, the answer? You got a question about yourself? And the answer, all is in Galatians 5:6. Read it for yourself and see where you stand and see whose side you are on. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. We continue to pray for your speedy recovery. We thank you for that praise
Amen.
Report
Amen.
About your, when I talked to you earlier, sir. We look forward to the great things that God will continue to do in your life. And we thank you for being a part of Breaking Chains, sir. We love you, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor Jackson, final comments, sir, and wrap it up.
First of all, thank God for a power for sure, as always, you know, to bring him praise, honor, and glory. But see, the thing is, Pastor, man think he's crossed. He's dotted all the I's, but he's crossed all the T's, you know. But God said, I know the plans that I have for you, that are of good and not of evil, to prosper you. And here's the shout, to bring you into an expected end of well done for them that love him, and of I never knew you for them that wants a new world order without him. God's plan has two parts for two different people,
for two different motives,
intentions, and agendas. But one destination, with two destinations, but for all eternity. It's going to be heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. You better choose this day. Because man think he got it all figured out when God already said, I know the plans that I have for you, and they are of good and not of evil. I love you all, and God continue to bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Jackson, thank you, sir, for a powerful show, and thank you for coming and giving your time to Breaking Chains Ministry, and I thank God for having you aboard, sir. We coming up on what? How long it's been now? What is this time? Let me see.
Man, it seems like it's been forever, but it ain't been like a little over a year, maybe.
Yeah, we came in over a year here, so thank you, sir, for a year of service, man. And
man, that's a blessing, man. Thank you.
Watching the growth come in, and also want to thank God for the opportunity of God appointing you to Saturday morning prayer and worship. Taking over that part of the ministry and conducting that on Saturday mornings. We're pleased of that, sir, and God bless you. Thank you very much for that. Amen.
Thank you, sir. To God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. All right, everybody, we thank you for turning the song tonight. Let's give you a minute, give you your Black History tip for tonight and your health tip for tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight goes to Mr. Jesse L. Brown. Mr. Jesse L. Brown became the first African-American aviator in the U.S. Navy in October 1948. After receiving his commission, Brown served in the Korean War with distinction, doing a close air support mission near the Chosun Reservoir in 1950. Enemy fire damaged Ensign Brown's plane. Despite heroic efforts by other aviators, Brown perished in his aircraft after crashing. For his career in war service, Brown earned the Distinguished Flying Cross. Mr. Jesse L. Brown. Amen. All right. Thank you for your service, sir. All right. Here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget, get your exercises in. Get your stretching in every morning, every night before you lay it down. Make sure you put 64 ounces of water in your body. That's 8 ounces of water in a glass. And 8 glasses a day if you want to do it that way. All right? 8 times 8 is what? 64. Make sure you do that. Or you can go and get your 4 16-ounce bottles of water and drink those. But make sure that you get 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. All right? Cut down on all of the fried foods, y'all. Cut back on it. At least take a day in your week and don't eat any meat in your diet for a day. Try that out. And make sure that you get yourself healthy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Study the word of God. God says man shall not survive by bread alone, but by the words proceeded out of his mouth. So let's make sure that we eat on that word of God on a daily basis and build up a better relationship with Christ. Amen. We'll see you back tomorrow evening. Tomorrow would probably, would probably be a pre-recorded show because Dr. Kemp will not be here with us tomorrow. Let's make sure that we keep him in our prayers, him and his family, for his brother, Mr. Samuel Kemp. Let's keep him lifted up in prayer. That's our overseer, and he means a lot to us, so let's make sure that we keep him and his family in prayer. All right? But we'll be back here tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, Breaking Chains History Talk. Pre-recorded show with Dr. Lavert Kemp, and the show tomorrow is being brought to you by the United Theological Seminary and Bible College. We thank them, but also tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group and J. Dari Enterprises. Until tomorrow, you have yourself a blessed evening, and remember, as always, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. God bless you, Pastor Melvin. You brothers have a blessed evening.
Bye-bye.
Love you much, man. Have a good night. Everybody, have a good night. Be safe. Continue to wear your mask. Practice safe distancing. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
Great like it be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
what you hurting me? Why not work for peace? Lying from Zion, I am a king. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love you, my people.
I feel
your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. Hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering while I say, oh, 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 oh.
Been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.